football on Off the Ball.
You know, I think you could argue maybe Graham Burke, Jack Byrne, technically right now, are more influential to what Shamrock Rovers do.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball, GAA.
Conor, a wonderful day for Tyrone, but on a personal note, you're back on the pitch and wearing the Tyrone jersey. You must be so, so happy.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. Just delighted that the boys had faith in me and they stuck by me, and I got my chance today. Just grateful for all the people that did back me when I probably even doubted myself for the last few years. It's been a very rocky road, and it's just emotional there with family at the end, because they certainly backed me and they gave up a lot as well to help me try and get back. So yeah, you wonder, will you get that chance again, or will this sort of career peter out? But just delighted that it did.
Certainly was a long road, surgeries and dark days, no doubt.
And it's very lonely. I think anyone who's been through a long-term injury will know how lonely it is. And you know, and when you're in the setup, it's grand. You can be around people but still feel quite lonely inside, and it's probably the nights when you're sitting in bed by yourself or you're at home and you're in a lot of physical pain that you really start to wonder. But I think when you suffer and endure something difficult, then you'll always learn something out the other end, just sticking in it. And I probably knew that if I stuck it out this season and didn't get back, then at least I could hold my head high. But just delighted to say the boys backed me, medical, a lot of good people got around me and supported me, and I got my chance, so yeah, over the moon.
A lesser person would have said, that's it, enough, I don't want to suffer anymore, I don't want to work anymore. It takes a lot of drive to keep on it, keep on the wheel.
It does, and that's like motivation ebbs and flows, but it's that discipline to keep getting up every time, even when it's the last thing you want to do, and that's what you need. Good people around you, because you can't do it yourself, and I'm just very grateful that I have such a good support network, and people believed in me as well. Like, that was a big thing, just getting good people around me. It's a wee bit surreal, to be honest, so just trying to soak it in here.
That moment when you got the call from Elkie and you're coming out, was it goosebumps sort of stuff?
It was, like, because I'd made the panel the last two games against Donegal and Mayo, and I was just sitting and waiting and champing to get my bit, and even after that, like, I've been back in training for the last couple of months, playing in house games, playing friendlies, you know, really disappointed not to make the squad on a couple of occasions, and keep showing up and keep showing up and picking up niggles and keep showing up. And then, as I say, didn't get on against Donegal and didn't get on against Mayo. And that can hit you and hurt you too, but you have to just get yourself back up again, back to training and keep showing. And just very grateful to the boys that they did back me when maybe others wouldn't have. So it's, it's a good moment.
Judging by your Instagram, you've used your time wisely, you've expanded the mind, you've gone down under, you've seen other sports, you've used that time very wisely.
I think, like, I'm quite a driven person as it is, and I think that's, I have to put that into something, and I'm very grateful that my PhD at the moment, my final year of my PhD, and I've two unbelievable supervisors there supporting and guide me through that, who've given me a lot of support as well, because they understand the commitment with Intercounty. And it's something I'm really passionate about, and something that's impactful and hopefully going to make a big change. And if I didn't have enough, then start a new business venture, Veo Breathing, with business partner Ronan Jones. So I certainly don't make it easy for myself.
No, you don't.
Conferences and all sorts. But yeah, I just when you have that itch to just keep pushing yourself, it's it feels like you're on the right path, you've got purpose, and we'll see where it takes me.
We've spoken a lot about the past, but there's a lot to look forward to in the future now.
It is, and there's obviously plenty of uncertainty goes forward to the future with in every walk of life, but so you just keep showing up, trying to be yourself each time. That's what I certainly try and do, and whatever setting that is, if it's football, if it's business, if it's academia, at least I know that I'll be okay if football finishes. That's the big one, that you have other things outside of it, that your sole identity isn't wrapped up in football. That said, it's certainly the part of my life that's given me the most joy, something that you love very deeply, and you've been able to put that drive and energy into, and it's given me some of my greatest days. It's also given me some of my darkest, but that's the thing with when you love something and when you're driven, like, it's that passion paradox. Like, it's going to break your heart, but it's also going to give you some special moments. So plenty to look forward to.
Absolute privilege to chat to you, and great to see you back on the pitch.
Top on. Cheers.
Thank you. Malky, I suppose a job done. You've topped the table. You've racked up 31 points today. Life is good.
Yeah, well, look, it's often been worse, I don't know. But no, Just delighted. Look at the first day out against in Ballybuffet against Donegal, we had a good performance and got two very valuable points. Against Mayo, I suppose we didn't play as well, but that's a lot to do with Mayo, you know. And in fairness to them, they came up, they were really, really well up for the game. They played well, and we had no excuses. So we just wanted to make sure that we our performance levels were better today. And we thought if we got our performance levels better, we'd have a good chance of topping the group and going through, and that's what happened. So overall, very pleased with the way the boys have played themselves over the last couple of weeks, and just delighted to get the good performance.
It's probably a weather initial storm. Kevin came out, you know, quite intense, as you probably would expect. You know, you lost an injury there as well, but you weathered the storm and you finished off the half pretty strongly.
Yeah, well, we probably thought that Kevin probably would. You know, I suppose they felt that the last day we played them in the Ulster Championship, they didn't really lay a hand on us. You know, that's what they said themselves. So we knew they'd be coming with that bit of intensity, which you would expect. So we were well prepared for that. So we had to weather that storm, but we just wanted to make sure that when we did get the ball, we were efficient up front, and we were really efficient with the ball up front. And then I think as the game went on, we got a stranglehold around the middle. We won a lot of break ball, and we got a lot of scores from that. So no, overall delighted with those things, and we've plenty to work on as well. So it's good going forward.
Such a vast array of a range of scores as well. The programme was nearly squiggles on everybody. It was one of those days where everyone put their shoulder to the wheel.
Yeah, and it was probably the weather had something to do with that as well. You know, it allows for the ball being moved about, and our handling and so on was good. But no, it's one area that you know we've been working on, is that we when we do attack, that we want to be finishing the scores, we want to be better on the ball, all those things. And I thought there was a lot of that was good today. And in fairness to the boys, they moved the ball well. They were clinical up there, and as you say, a lot of boys got on the score sheet as well, which is really important, because if you're only depending on one or two, if they're kept quiet, it can cause problems. So no, when you have that spread of scores all around the pitch, it obviously makes you harder to close down.
So as an overview, you're through to the quarterfinal. You can have a watch and brief next weekend. That was the aim. Happy to be in that position.
Yeah, delighted, to be honest with you. You know, that was the aim. I suppose it's every team's aim at the start of the year to try and qualify for the All Ireland quarterfinals. So we put ourselves in a great position after the first game, and then the Mayo game didn't go to plan. So it was a case of coming here today and trying to make sure we got the performance, get the victory to secure top spot, and that's what we did. So it is a good position to be in, but we know we've an awful lot of work to do as well. You know, some of our play was very good, some of it wasn't so good, so we've a lot of work to do, but at least we've 2 weeks to do it.
And then on a really positive note, there's huge ovation when Conor Milan made his long return. You know, spoke to him there as well. You know, he's had a lot of dark nights, twists on the road, he's put a lot of personal grief into it. I'm sure you share that ovation.
There's no doubt, and people wouldn't know, and I wouldn't have known even myself until involved this year, how much work he has put in the back, and a lot of things that people don't see. And it's just the amount of effort he's put in, and the things he's put on hold to try and get himself back, to try and get himself in the position to put on the throne jersey again. It has been remarkable, really, and very few would do it. So it's just a complete vindication for him today, I suppose, of all that work he's put in, and the amount of sacrifices he's made, and just delighted from the resilience he showed to get back out in that field today, and then to come in and play really well as well. Brilliant for him, brilliant for us going forward. So really pleased about that.
That can only be positive to, you know, look around the dressing room and you see a character of that immense quality, and you're willing to do so much. It only has to spread.
Of course, you know, and that's it. And it was so frustrating for Conor this last number of years, or not last couple of years, in that he was working so hard, and just, you know, the injury was holding him back. He's done everything to try and get back. So no, just led from him, as you say, just for everyone else in the change room to see the effort he has put in to get back, to get minutes. It's brilliant, and you know, he's a great role model around the change room, the way he prepares and the way he goes about his business. So delighted for him, and it's a great boost for us as well.
And all Tyrone roads lead to Croke Park now.
Yeah, well, that's right, you know, so we will, it's a matter of straight away now, just getting the recovery done, getting the bodies freshened up, and as I say, we've loads to work on, so getting down to work as soon as we can, and we'll find out, is it next weekend, exactly who we're playing, focus on them, and try to get a really good performance.
Well, congrats and best luck at the quarterfinal.
Great, thank you.
Matty, a happy day for Tyrone. Congratulations, you topped the group. It's a crazy football championship so far, but you must be very, very pleased.
Yeah, it is. It is a crazy one now going into this weekend. There was plenty of permutations, and it was always going to be twists and turns. It was probably entertaining watching on for spectators. That's what you want. But I suppose we just had to focus on our job, which is winning the day. That's the only thing we could control, was our performance today. And thankfully last game with top in the group, and now we've 2 weeks to knuckle down, refine things.
You had a crazy kind of up and down start to the group campaign, the victory over Donegal, then defeat at home to Mayo. How was the mood in the camp coming into this game?
It's kind of been the themes throughout the country, and that teams have been up and down week on week when the championship is in that sort of format, and every game's really important, and you are week on week, different weeks you'll be on a high, other weeks you'll be on a low. That's just the nature of football. Like, it's a very even keel with the teams throughout the competition. Everyone's at a high level here, and if you're off it 1 week, you'll be nipped, and when you're on it another week, you have a chance, and that's what we have to do, is try and be on it every day we go out.
And you certainly were on it today right from the off. 31 points is some scoring.
it is now, and I suppose in today's game, you know, it's a bit easier to get to that tally, but any day we go out and kick 31 points, you'd be hoping you'd be on the right side now. But yeah, a lot of positives in that front.
And looking around, a lot of supporters here as well. They're going to go home very, very happy.
They will. Yeah, look, any day Tyrone wins, you have to, and you're a Tyrone person, you have to be happy, and that's what it's about. It's good to be happy this week, but as I say, we know we have a lot to work on over the next 2 weeks, and hopefully we're happy the next day out too.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Cheers.
Off the ball. GAA.